following is transcribed.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, while Clark Kent is pondering over his mysterious telephone call, Mary Hennig and Jimmy Olsen find themselves imprisoned in the murderous clutches of the villainous brute Herman.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. Say, have you set in for your Superman Crusader ring yet? Well, you better hop to it, you know, because you wouldn't want to miss out. Keep a pencil and paper handy, and I'll tell you how to get one in just a few seconds. You see, this ring is a symbol of Superman's fight for tolerance and good sportsmanship. Jimmy Olsen and Beanie are both wearing these rings, you know, and you'd like to be identified as a Superman Crusader, too, wouldn't you? Well, you'll be proud to wear this ring because it's a doggone smart-looking, shiny and silver-like, with Superman's picture standing out big and smiling on the front and the word Superman Crusader on the side. The ring is adjustable, too. You can fit it right on your finger yourself. And it's made of such sturdy metal with such a durable silver-like finish, why, it'll keep right on looking shiny and slick for a long, long time. Now, here's how you get your own Superman Crusader ring. Ask Mom to get you a package of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Send the box top, along with 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that? Send one Kellogg's Pep box top, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Ask Mom to get you some P.E.P., the Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now, the adventures of Superman. While trailing Mr. Perley and Mr. Paradise, the leaders of a gigantic counterfeiting ring, Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen and young Mary Hennig, alias Chickie, were captured by Herman, Perley's brutal henchman. Taken to an old house on the edge of the river, Jimmy and Mary were brought into a dim, dusty parlor, set with a few pieces of shabby furniture out of a past age. As we continue now, Perley faces them menacingly, while Paradise sits in a chair to one side, his face cold and hard. In the moment before Perley speaks, the two youngsters hear their own hearts beat loudly above the muffled hum of activity from the basement below, at the faint, dreary foghorns on the shrouded river beyond the windows. Listen.
Well, Herman was right all along. You are working for the cuts, Chickie, huh?
Sure she
is. No, I ain't, Mr. Perley. I'm just...
Oh, you and Jim went for a ride in a taxi, and it just happened to follow us, huh?
Well, no. Not exactly. But I...
You see, we... Well, we figured you were going to the place where you made all the counterfeit money, and well, we just wanted to see it. Didn't we, Mary? I mean, Chickie.
Sure, Jim, that's the way it was. We just wanted to see all the dough, that's all.
Why? So you could tip off the cops?
Oh, you no. Got us wrong, Mr. Poirot.
They're lying, boy.
I know they're lying, Herman. They're police spies.
No, we ain't.
You kids know what happens to spies, don't you?
Oh, we ain't spies.
Listen, we just...
We've had enough. Okay, Herman, get rid of them. Dump him in the river.
Oh, no.
Mary. I've been waiting for this for a long time. Come on.
No. No, don't let me go.
Oh, oh, don't do anything, sweet.
Wait. Let him alone, Herman.
What, boss?
Let him alone, I said. We can't finish them until we make sure of the other kid.
What other kid?
The one who tipped you off that Chickie and Jim were trailing us.
You mean Biff Morgan?
Yeah. He knows you trail those two kids here. If they disappear, the police will question Biff. And our goose is cooked.
But the police don't know about Biff.
Of course they know. Didn't Biff bring Chickie into work for me?
Well, yeah.
And if Chickie's working for the police, don't you think she told him about Biff?
But I didn't.
Shut up, Chickie. So we got to get rid of Biff, too, Herman. You know where to find him?
Yeah, I'll find him. I know where he lives. You want me to go and finish him now, boys?
No. Just find him and bring him here. We'll get rid of all three of them together. And hurry. If Chickie and Jim or Miss Biff will be picked up by the police.
Don't worry. I'll pick them up first. I'm on my way.
Make it snappy.
Yeah, sure, boys.
Okay, you punks. Get into that room.
I'm going. Don't have to shove me.
Yeah, and take your hands off me.
You ought to shove your teeth down your throat, both of you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Get in there.
No! Don't!
Why, you...
Shut up. And don't bother yelling for help. It won't do you any good. This room is right over the river, and the tugs and foghorns make a lot of racket. Besides...
Yeah? What?
There'll be a man outside this room. If you yell, he'll come in here and make you very sorry. You understand?
Sure. But you better understand something, too. If you do anything to us, you'll...
Oh, that's gone. What are we going to do now, Jim?
I don't know. We've got to do something. Those guys mean business. Wait a minute, Mary.
Oh, don't bother about the door. I heard them lock it.
Locked, all right. It would take Superman to break it down. It's so thick. Let's have a look at the window.
Oh, it's barred.
Jeepers. It's a good 50-foot drop from here straight down to the river. Even if we could get out of the window, it wouldn't do us any good.
Not unless we had a ladder.
Huh? Wish for a pair of wings while you're at it. Not even a sheet we could make a line out of in this room. That doggone Biff Morgan. If he hadn't told Herman about us trailing Pearly, everything would have been dandy. Mr. Kent and Inspector Henderson would have been here by now and...
Hey, who's dreaming now?
Yeah. Well, hey, look, Mary.
What, Jim?
The fog's lifting a little, see?
Oh.
Look at all the traffic on the river.
Uh-huh.
Comes a tug pulling a load of boxcars. It's gonna pass right below our window.
A lot of good it does us. Might just as well be 1,000 miles away.
I don't know. Maybe if we could attract its attention some way...
You mean if we holler?
Well...
Oh, they wouldn't hear us in all that foghorn and stuff. Pearly thought of that.
Maybe not,
but... Pearly said if we did holler, he'd be sorry. We'd be sorry. Somebody would come and beat us up.
Stop talking,
Jim.
I'm trying to think. If we could drop a note to that tug or something...
A note?
Yeah. But I haven't got anything to write with or on. How about you, Mary? Look in your handbag.
Oh, Pearly took my handbag, don't you remember?
Oh, yeah. Jeepers, that tug is almost under us. What... Wait, I know.
What are you doing, Jim?
My Superman Crusader ring. There, I've got it off.
But what good...
I'm going to try to drop it onto the tug. Now, my handkerchief.
I don't get it. What good will that do?
It'll attract attention, won't it?
Well, maybe, but anyway...
That's what we want. Now, break this window.
Somebody will hear you, Jim.
Now, with this handkerchief wrapped around my fist. There. Tug's under the window now. Cross your fingers, Mary. I can just drop the ring on the tug. Here goes.
Did it?
Wait. Oh, no. Missed it.
Oh, Jim.
Landed on one of the boxcars and bounced into the river. I didn't figure on the movement of the tug. I should have dropped the ring just before the tug was right under the window.
Yeah. Well, that's that.
Yeah. I guess so.
Well, don't feel too bad, Jim. Might not have done any good, anyhow.
Maybe not. And yet it could have... Wait, Mary.
What?
We've still got a chance. You've got a Superman Crusader ring, too. Give it to me.
Oh, but the tug's gone.
Another one might come along. Yeah, look. Look, there is another one coming.
Where?
You can just see it through the fog. See?
Oh, yeah.
Hurry up. Get your ring off.
All right. Gosh, I sort of hate to give it up.
Come on. I'll get you another one. If we ever get out of here.
Okay, Jim, I'm trying. Golly.
Hurry up.
Here.
I got plenty of time to take aim now and make sure.
Jim, somebody's opening the door.
The lizards. Wait, see, I broke the window.
Golly.
Quick, Mary, stand in front of it.
Okay, here it goes.
Well, what do you want, Hood?
Just checking on you, kid.
Go soak your head.
Boy.
Oh, boy, my heart practically stopped.
Mine did. Oh.
Now, we're just not too late for that tug.
Let me see. Almost under the window, Jim. Look.
Yeah. Just got time. Keep your fingers crossed, Mary. Here goes. Oh, Gleeps, Right on the target.
Oh, wow. Landed right on the deck, Jim.
Yeah. Now, if only... Look, Mary. What? One of the men on the tug is picking it up. Hey! Hey!
Help! Help, please!
Shut up, the hollering! One more peep out of your kids, it'll be just too bad. You hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Well, don't forget it.
Got it, Jim. Let's go and see what happened to the tug.
Fog's covering it.
Suppose they heard it?
I don't know. I don't know if the ring will do any good either. It's one chance in a million. All we can do now is to hope, Mary.
Their hands clenched, Jimmy Olsen and Mary Hennig stare down at the fog-wrapped river, hoping that their one in a million chance will succeed. We'll know more in a moment when we return with the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, pretty soon now, all the fellows and girls in the gang will be wearing Superman Crusader rings, like the ones Jimmy Olsen and Mary Hennig tried to drop on the tugboat today. And you'll want to be identified as a Superman Crusader, too, because that ring symbolizes Superman's crusade for good Americans. And is it a humdinger for looks, made of sturdy silver-looking metal with a shiny finish that'll keep right on looking shiny and slick for a long, long time. Superman's picture stands out in the front with the word Superman Crusader printed right on the side. And the ring's adjustable, sure, so it's easy to fit it right on your finger yourself. Now, here's how you can get your own Superman Crusader ring. Ask Mom to get you a package of that Sunshine cereal Kellogg's Pep. Send the box top along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address, clearly printed, to Superman, Box 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that now? Send one box top from a package of Kellogg's Pep, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Get your Superman Crusader ring, gang, from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
As Jimmy Olsen was dropping Mary Hennig's Superman Crusader ring to the deck of the tugboat, Clark Kent, worried at the failure of his young friend to communicate with him, has gone to the office building where Pearlie's messenger service is located. As we join him now, Kent stands frowning before the closed door of the office.
Huh. Funny. The office is locked and there's nobody inside. Oh, wait a minute. Here comes the porter. Oh, porter.
Yes, sir.
I noticed this office, the dependable messenger service, is locked. I wanted to see the proprietor, Mr. Pearlie. Would you know where he is?
No, I wouldn't know it. Matter of fact, I don't even know the people in that office. They just moved in.
Oh, I see. Oh. Well, thanks. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
More worried than ever now, Kent takes the elevator to the lobby, walks through one door to the street at the same moment that Herman, Pearlie's henchman, walks through another door into the lobby, his evil eyes lighting as he sees Biff Morgan lounging against the marble wall. Outside the building, Kent pauses uneasily, looks back into the lobby where Herman has now joined Biff. But Kent has never seen either of them before. And so he is unaware that as Herman and Biff emerge from the lobby and enter a taxicab, they are en route to the headquarters of the counterfeiting ring, where their arrival will spell death for Jimmy Olsen and Mary Hennig. What will happen? Monday's episode is packed with excitement and suspense, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a transcribed copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. When you think of toasty words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly, you just naturally go right on to Crumbles, Kellogg's Crumbles. The toasty and sweet and mellow rich on a frosty morning. What a dish for breakfast. The only cereal in the whole wide world made in those little crinkly shreds of good whole wheat. And you know about whole wheat, don't you? You know it's good for you. Get your wholesome whole wheat in crisp, crunchy, crinkly, Crumbles, Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman.